It is a Friday morning with Waynesville hosting the Bolivar Liberators tonight at Tiger Stadium. And last year, big win for Coach Joe Haynes over the Bolivar Liberators. That was a feather in the cap of Waynesville. Coach, this is a team that coming in here, you just don't know a whole lot about Bolivar, except they're going to be a big bunch of boys.
Well, you know, they always have size. They had a very senior-led team 12 months ago, and they are very similar to us this year. They're very young, still trying to figure things out, and you know, that record of theirs, you know, kind of reflects that. They're still trying to get things together, but they're pretty decent. But we're excited to see them roll in here, and you're right, you want to give them another loss 2 years in a row.
Coach, you're coming off a big win over the Hillcrest Hornets last week, in which you're able to turn on the mercy clock. Also, gave your younger players a little bit of playing time in that contest. And I'm sure your Tigers right now have probably a good week of practice. You always have a better week of practice when you come off a victory. So you should be ready for this Bolivar Liberator team tonight.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, the kids played really hard and inspired a week ago, and you know, that same motivation is in place right now. This week, you know, we've had a lot of different challenges, you know, off the field that has kind of been, it would be easy to keep, you know, your mind off and kind of get worn out there. But the kids have been very resilient. I'm extremely proud of how they've been able to come together and maintain their focus with all the craziness. But I think they're going to come out tonight. They're going to play hard, definitely. You know, we got the future cheerleaders coming out, so it's going to be a packed crowd, and they are going to get a great show.
Yeah, there's always a big, big crowd when the future cheerleaders show up, because we go to these games all the time, and we see these future cheerleaders at other places, but I don't think any place I have ever seen more future cheerleaders than at Waynesville High School on any given night. I don't care if it's the basketball game or it's a football game. Those kids come out in droves, and I'm sure you're looking forward to that as well tonight.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, I say that, you know, in 2020, the crowd was very minimal. Everything was so limited, you know, it made it difficult to really enjoy any kind of advantage of being at home. And now, you know, this year, it is back to feeling like, you know, good old days of just great atmosphere, high school atmosphere. When you come out, you know, you smell the food coming out of the concession stand. You can hear the kind of buzz in the stadium. And then once the ball kicks off, I mean, the crowd goes nuts and you get those goosebumps up your arm, you know. And that's the thing our kids really, really need. You know, that's the thing about high school football is those kids need that experience. They need that love and support. And that is an awesome feeling that you can't duplicate.
I guess our last question again, your MASH report this morning, who's healthy?
Well, you know, we got our two of our top receivers are back now full swing with Marion Fiamme is coming back off concussion protocol. He had zero setbacks, which is phenomenal for us. You know, other than that, we've got a few guys that are just banged up. Still, it's, you know, the typical bumps and bruises. But we're short two coaches right now, but they'll be back on two coaches due to COVID, but they'll be back on Tuesday. And so, you know, we're a little shorthanded, but here's the thing. We were shorthanded a week ago, and we were able to take care of business. So I think we'll be just fine.
Sounds great. Let's go get the Liberators tonight, Coach.
Yes, sir. Go Tigers.